So with my first two pregnancies, they went pretty much as you would expect. With my first son, after the usual morning sickness, I felt pretty good throughout. With my second son, I wouldn't say I blossomed, as I had morning sickness throughout the pregnancy. Not the best, but still generally okay. So I was pretty chilled out about my third pregnancy too. And then, at about 32 weeks, something happened that didn't happen with my first two pregnancies. SPD. It's definitely a case of, if you know, you know. And if you don't know, then count yourself lucky. If you do, I may just have a few tips to help you get through it.
Welcome to the Little Bean Podcast. I'm Sarah Baldock, mum to three wonderful boys and your host on this fascinating journey through the realms of pregnancy, early parenthood and beyond. From my own experience with my three boys and being a newborn photographer and baby whisperer for over 8 years. Wow, I'm about to photograph my 805th newborn baby. So that's over 800 teeny button noses and 8,000 weeny little toesies. I can't believe that. I know the joy, the excitement, and even the occasional bounce of uncertainty that come with this journey. That's why I'm here, to share, to guide, and to help you cherish these invaluable moments. So put your feet up, make yourself comfortable, grab yourself a hot chocolate, and don't forget to add the whipped cream and the marshmallows. You can't have it without them. And join me for this friendly chat.
As I mentioned in the introduction, SPD, or symphysis pubis dysfunction, didn't strike me until my third pregnancy. So in that sense, I was very lucky. But when it did with my youngest son, boy, did I know it. It made everything so much harder. Even simple tasks, such as walking my oldest son to school for his 3 free nursery hours a day, was a chore. A walk that should take 5 minutes was taking over 30 minutes, and even then, only when I could use the pushchair as a prop. With my middle son in it, I might add, I wasn't just pushing an empty pushchair. And I had to lean on it. I couldn't even step out of the shower without my husband's help, let alone get in and out of the bath. I should have known my youngest son was going to be trouble, bless him. Okay, so I'm not selling this pregnancy lark, am I? And I'm certainly not sounding very positive either. Neither of these are my intention, I promise. My aim here is twofold. Firstly, when I suffered with SPD during my pregnancy, I didn't know anyone else who had been through similar and went from feeling like my pregnancy was not normal to feeling like I was just being a wimp and that I needed to get on with it. Neither of these feelings were very much fun or in fact justified, although I didn't realise that at the time. And so I thought it might help some of you mums to be out there if I highlighted my experiences, including what helped me get through it, plus those from the mums-to-be and new mums that I've spoken to in the studio, as well as to say, you are not alone and you are doing amazingly. You may not feel like it, but take it from me, you are rocking this whole pregnancy. So before we go any further, let's take a minute to run through what SPD is and how it happens in pregnancy. Now, I know what you're thinking. SPD sounds a bit like a secret agent code, but it's really a natural part of pregnancy for more women than you realise. It's all because the ligaments in the pelvis soften in preparation for you to deliver your little bundle of joy. So why does SPD happen? Well, your body is an extraordinary thing, and when it senses a new arrival, it starts rearranging the furniture, if you like, to make more room. Your pelvis decides to soften and stretch out like it's doing morning yoga. As part of this, your body produces a hormone called relaxin, and its sole job is to relax the muscles and ligaments in your hips, ready for you to dilate and deliver your baby. I'm sure you've all seen that picture of the different fruit sizes showing the sizes of dilation, and you've all seen the size of a baby's head too. So, it's great that our body is preparing for birth, but it's not always at the right time. Research shows that up to 1 in 5 women suffer from some sort of SPD. although when I was pregnant, I was sure I was the only one, and I certainly knew more than five mums-to-be. Typical. Anyway, I digress. So, if you're not sure if you have SPD, I'll give you a quick breakdown of the symptoms. For me, it was like a burning sensation in the front of my pubic bone and on both sides of my back, as well as what I can only describe as a deep-seated ache all the time. It made walking, particularly upstairs, almost impossible, and sitting wasn't very comfortable either. Stairs were the biggest nightmare, and I still remember now doing anything I could to avoid going upstairs. It's a bit like my middle son now when I ask him to take his stuff upstairs. Now, at the time, I felt very sorry for myself, and as I mentioned, felt very alone. I've now spoken to so many new mums in the studio, and I think I finally found the statistical one in five who suffered. In fact, compared with some, I actually got off very lightly. I had one mum who was on crutches for most of her first pregnancy, and her second, bless her. I was in awe that she did it twice, as it's very common that if you suffer with one pregnancy, you will suffer with your subsequent pregnancies too. Another amazing new mum ended up having to use a mobility scooter to walk the dogs. So I did have it pretty mildly, even if it didn't feel like it at the time. Right, enough about the downsides. What did I find helped? Okay, so firstly, I learned to adapt. I discovered that walking up and downstairs sideways worked really well for me. I stepped up one by one sideways. It was a little time-consuming, but it worked, and it was much less painful. I tied myself together. Okay, that does sound a bit weird. But what I mean is tying a scarf around my hips quite tightly. It really helped to stabilise my pelvis and relieved a surprising amount of pressure. Physiotherapy. I was given some exercises to do to help strengthen my muscles of my pelvic floor. I seem to mention my pelvic floors in every podcast. They definitely should be listed in the credits at the end. They also strengthened my back, stomach and hips too, so physio was a great idea. Pillows. Yes, pillows. I found putting a pillow between my knees when in bed really helped to keep my hips square. I got one of those breastfeeding pillows filled with the polystyrene balls that could mould into the shape of your body. It became my best friend during my pregnancy and during the first weeks of my third son, as I used it for breastfeeding too. Swimming. I found going for a gentle swim helps as well. It meant you could still do some exercise without putting pressure on your pelvis. Although I'll be honest, I did look rather ungainly getting into and out of the pool, but I was past caring then. And last but not least, my birthing ball. It was about the only thing I could sit on that didn't seem to make it worse. Gently bouncing up and down on my birthing ball while watching TV became my nightly routine. I think it probably drove my husband mad, but then he made the very wise decision to never say anything. And do remember to speak to your midwife about it. Don't suffer in silence like I did to start with. My midwife told me off for trying to manage it alone, and she was right. She gave me a few of the tips above, such as the scarf, and they helped no end. Also, I was consultant-led for all three of my pregnancies, and they had decided to let me go 2 weeks past my due date with my third son before possible induction. When my midwife saw how much I was struggling, she spoke to the consultant, and I was induced when I was 10 days past my due date. 4 days might not seem like much, but it was a lifetime to me when I was struggling. Now, one thing I will mention, as this was something that nobody said to me, is don't expect your SPD to miraculously recover as soon as you've given birth to your gorgeous baby. I also had sciatica with my third pregnancy, and that was much better as soon as my youngest son had arrived, but my SPD took quite a bit longer. Remember, your muscles and ligaments have got to return to normal, and that won't happen overnight. Now, I know this probably isn't what you want to hear, but I'm being realistic and also telling you to give yourself time. Your body has just made a beautiful human being, and that is nothing short of a miracle. Your body is allowed to take a bit of downtime to recover and recuperate, so don't be hard on yourself. Guess what? I was, and it took its toll on me. I thought I would be skipping out of hospital with my youngest, and it took a bit of time before I was skipping anywhere. I noticed that every day I would get a little bit easier, and then eventually I suddenly realised that I'd started walking upstairs normally rather than like a crab, and that I was getting places much quicker, because as my walking pace increased, it became easier. You will get there, and you will soon forget all the painful bits as you hold your gorgeous baby, smell that new baby smell, and realise that you made this beautiful baby pretty much single-handed, and so you can tackle anything.
So there we have another episode of the Little Bean Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and hear all your stories. Thank you to the wonderful families who have already reached out. I really enjoy sharing these special moments with you. I truly hope that the tips and stories we've shared today will help you cherish every precious step of your family journey.